Hi, and thank you for joining me today. This is the Pot Save Nigeria podcast. Nigeria is going down the drain, and we believe we can save Nigeria through this platform. I am Emmanuel, and I've been studying Nigerian politics for over 15 years. Today, I'll be making a review on George Floyd's murder trial. The trial saw 44 witnesses and 15 days of testimony. Moreover, in the end, it took less than a day to decide that Derek Chauvin is guilty of murder. I will talk about the moment the judge read the verdict and the reaction from the accused, Derek. I will also talk about the great job done by the prosecutor team and the jury. Furthermore, I will examine if this case or this event has ended the use of disproportionate or deadly force against African-American men in the US by the police. This week, history was made with the verdict delivered by the jury in George Floyd's murder case. The trial saw 44 witnesses and 15 days of testimony. Moreover, in the end, it took less than a day to decide that Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, was guilty of murdering George Floyd. It was a moment of relief and at the same time emotional. Many people were clamoring for justice. People were united all over the world, both white and black. What we have is a step in the right direction. According to the George Floyd family, it is not justice. Justice is for George Floyd to go home and continue to be with his family and also continue to be the father of his daughter. In real justice, there is restitution. That is not possible in this case. However, this is accountability. People facing the consequences of their action. People in authority need to respect people under them. Officer Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes. It's insane. If you're a police officer, that doesn't mean you have the license to abuse your position. The look on Officer Chauvin's face shows that he did not regret his action. He showed no emotion, no sympathy for the dead, no remorse on his face. The camera was on him as the judge read the verdict. One would wonder why he is a police officer in the first place. He lacks empathy, and there are more people like him in the police force that is giving the organization a bad name. Making officers accountable for their action is a step in the right direction. The police should be our friend. The people need to work with the police to secure the community. The prosecutor in this case did a great job. The closing statement was remarkable. The defense said that George Floyd had died as a result of his enlarged heart. Nevertheless, the prosecutor, Jerry Blackwell, said, "You know the truth, and the truth of the matter is that the reason George Floyd is dead is that Mr. Chauvin's heart was too small." That statement, I believe, will stay in the mind of the jury and also the PowerPoint explanation he made to identify the last 10 minutes that changed George Floyd's life forever. Securing a conviction is complicated in cases like this. As most witnesses testify, it is difficult to define a proportionate use of force by the police. Also, the police union agreement is powerful, and there are conflicts of interest in the system. This case is unique. Police officers came forward to testify against colleagues. A 9-year-old came forward, and also the video recorded by the teenager. If not for that video, maybe it will just be another case. It is hoped that they all get the recognition they deserve. If you are watching, this is Pot Save Nigeria podcast. Subscribe to this channel. I believe we can save Nigeria together through this platform. You can contribute to this show by sending a voice message through the link in the description. The moment the trial of Derek Chauvin began, it was clear that these proceedings were different from many that had come before. The proceedings were televised live on major TV stations. The makeup of the jury is diverse. The jury consists of 5 men and 7 women. 6 were white, 4 were black, and 2 were multiracial. This is according to the information released by the court. They wasted no time arriving at the verdict. This is a landmark case. Some of the jury might like to stay quiet, but people would like to hear from them. What is running through their mind during those testimonies? If they choose to write books, they would be among the bestsellers. Unfortunately, this case did not end the use of deadly force against blacks in the US. Just this week, in the same area, 20-year-old Dante Wright was shot dead by the police less than 10 miles from the courthouse where Chauvin was undergoing trial. A lot still needs to be done and people need to stand up. I know many people mistake being quiet for justice. No, it's not. Being quiet does not show there is peace. The only time we have peace is when there is justice. Injustice stalks the land like a lion on its prey. There can never be peace until there is justice. That is why the Bible says, "Tell the righteous, it shall be well with you. For the unrighteous, it shall not be well." It is straightforward and the truth in every area of life. We experience this situation in Nigeria, but our leaders are living in denial. People see this as a battle between the police and the people. No, it's not. The police are our neighbors, our friends, our family members, uncles, father, auntie, and the like. This is a representation of the community. Our society will be better when we have improved police and criminal justice system. This is just a reflection of the type of society we live in. Today, I have made a review of George Floyd's murder trial. The trial saw 44 witnesses and 15 days of testimony. Moreover, in the end, it took less than a day to decide that Derek Chauvin is guilty of murder. I also talked about the moment the verdict was read and the reaction from the accused officer, Derek Chauvin. I talked about the great job done by the prosecutor's team and the jury. And finally, I have examined if this case or this event has ended the use of disproportionate deadly force against African American men in the US by the police. And unfortunately, it did not. Thank you very much for listening. Let me remind you that you can win 25,000 Naira by making comments on my videos. 5 people will win 5,000 from now to the end of April 30. You can participate and win first by subscribing to my YouTube channel and making comments on any of my videos. You should end the comments with the hashtag #ButSaveNigeria. You can make as many comments as you wish to increase your chances. The lucky winners will be announced on the 1st of May 2021. Don't forget, you can contribute to this show by sending a voice message through the link in the description. If you want to listen to more discussion, subscribe to my podcast and YouTube channel, and you will be notified about future uploads. Thank you, and I'll see you next week.